This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly is where we are. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6. Myself, Elliot Shore Parks joins me, along with BG. We'll see how wormed up Elliot is. We'll ask the difficult questions.
I haven't has he been on Twitter today? I haven't really.
Very wormy.
Oh, he has been?
Yeah. Yeah, very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Can he pick it up, or what is he?
Well, he's not enough Kenny picking it up, I would say.
Well, he's pretty Kenny. He is at once both Kenny picking it up and Jalen up, and the loss doesn't mean anything.
Well, the MVP thing was shameful.
Was, when he said he should have been in the MVP conversation the whole
year. Yesterday proved that.
Yep. Yeah. And
That's why y'all are irritated.
Because the takedown of Kenny Pickett to prop up Jalen is just sad by everyone involved. Leave Kenny alone.
And then the other thing, and I mentioned this off air, but I will do it on air, is so it's after the game, and I see the little notification pop up, oh, Go Birds is live. So I turn on the Go Birds pod live on YouTube, and I just hear Seltzer and Elliot, just the excuse machine, talking about how the loss is not a big deal. They don't care about the loss is not a big deal, as we lose the one seed.
Well, it was actually a good thing if you listen to the open of the show.
Yeah, well, I heard you. But them, after the game, give me a little frustration, you clowns. Like, unbelievable. All right, it is time for everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Let me make this clear. Kenny Pickett is not getting a blame for yesterday. Not in my top five.
Okay. Whoa. Well, he shouldn't.
Don't care about the interception.
Yeah, he shouldn't. Yeah,
just don't care about the interception.
It happened.
That started the comeback for the Commanders.
If I'm not going to blame Jalen for the Super Bowl interception, fumble, whatever, I'm not going to blame Kenny Pickett for a random game in December.
Okay. All right.
And Lulu, or whatever his name is, seems like an all right player. Here are my top.
Oh, you mean the defensive
player? Yeah, Luvu, yeah. Luvu, whatever. Number five, the fifth blame. Fifth blame goes to Braden Mann. What the hell was that? I don't know. Kenny from the Dirty 30 calling in saying it was windy. Excuses.
I don't want to hear that.
Excuses. Yeah. Every freaking kickoff was starting at the 5-yard line. They had plenty of time to return it. It completely kept Washington in the game. It was atrocious yesterday.
Did anyone ask Sirianni today whether I can't
Those
remember.
Plans,
yeah, whether it was a strategy to not kick into the end zone. I can't remember.
I mean, literally, those kickoffs were so bad that I noticed that it wasn't Jake Elliott kicking the ball off.
Which has been...
That was the butt of a lot of jokes yesterday.
I saw it.
But listen.
I looked at one point, you had 200 responses.
Yep. And listen, when you commit a crime like this, you got to pay the time. You got to pay the price. So I don't delete tweets when I'm factually wrong about something. That's part of my penance that I have to pay. And so I left it up. But let me say this. Jake Elliott was the kickoff guy last year, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what now?
Well, also, if they're struggling to get the ball.
Listen, I'm like, he was the kickoff guy last year, right?
If you're struggling to get the ball into the end zone, get the guy with the big leg, the field goal kicker, to do it.
Big leg was short on 56 yards.
He was short yesterday. On 56 yards. That was shocking yesterday.
Yeah. Like, wonder what's going on. I wonder if Jake Elliott's struggles are related to the fact that he is not doing the kickoffs anymore. I wonder if just getting less work in during the game.
And whose decision was this?
I have.
Were we trying to get Jake some rest?
the analytics.
Is that what we're doing this year? Resting his leg up? Is that what we were doing? Or the guy's missed. It clearly is not working from a rest standpoint. He hasn't made a made one 50-yard field goal all year long.
I know. They're load managing Jake Elliott. He did make one late, though. That's that was.
He made a big one late. You know how hard I prayed for that thing to go in?
I know. And it squeaked through, by the way.
Exactly.
It did.
It squeaked through. The fourth blame I'm giving to CJGJ. You just can't get kicked out in that moment. I mean, the defense fell apart when he wasn't in there. And Tristan McCollum is a backup player. Whatever. But CJGJ is really, really important to this team. I think he's brought really good edge to the defense.
Had an interception yesterday.
And he's been really good this year. But that's a big spot and a chance to close out the division. I mean, a little bit of composure. I appreciate the edge, but you got to just calm down, especially when you get one that you almost don't think you deserve.
That's the thing right there. You already got one. So that's what you got to say to yourself. I can't do anything to get myself kicked out of this game.
And they're willing to penalize me for saying something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the other thing.
Yes.
They showed they were willing to throw a flag because of something he said, even when the other guy hit him. So fair,
which was crazy.
Fair or I need to know what he said.
I'm trying to figure out why didn't that official throw a flag on the guy who threw the punch? It's one thing, okay, if you want to give CJ one as well, then it's offsetting penalties. You can't be right in front of an official and literally punch somebody and not get a flag thrown on you when the other. It wasn't even retaliation. It's not like CJ hit him first. Oh, God.
I have no idea.
All right, I don't want to be complaining about officials, but that was a.
Well,
that was a tough one.
It was a tough day. Ripping the officials and ripping Greg Olsen and Joe Davis.
Yeah, Greg Olsen did get on my nerves yesterday.
There's a lot of stuff going on Eagles Twitter. The third blame I'm giving to Devontae. Just catch the ball. I mean, Devontae's a great player. He had a crucial fourth down earlier in the drive. But if he catches the ball, the game's over. It's a lot like Saquon earlier in the year, where if he just catches the ball, sometimes it's as simple as just catch the ball, the game's over. If he just catches the ball, the game is over. And by the way, Jaden Daniels doesn't look like this. He's a good player, but it was propped up by having that final drive. If he doesn't have that final drive, he has a big turnover late. That's his second pick of the day, and his day looks much more pedestrian. Just catch the ball.
Well, he didn't throw four touchdowns before that.
Listen, I understand. But he also threw the game-sealing interception.
He did.
And wouldn't have been given a chance for the comeback at the end.
I agree. You got to catch that, Smitty.
Catch the ball.
Got to catch that one.
It's appropriate to blame him. I know we all love Devontae Smith. Nobody,
you got to catch that one, you got to catch that one, just like we did with Saquon. That's when I called him Saint Saquon.
Yes, I love that.
Yes.
I say it all the time. When he didn't catch that one pass in my living room by myself, I'm like, Saint Saquon's never going to get a play. And I love Saquon, but I love Saint Saquon.
Yeah. Oh, now, Smitty, you got to take the hit for that one. And he did.
He did.
He owned up to it after the game.
That's why I love him.
Yep.
But my favorite Eagle. The second blame, go with Kellen Moore. I just think that they kept getting stuffed yesterday and kept running, and it's fine to establish the run.
Well, give me something.
There has to be a different wrinkle. There just has to be a different wrinkle.
And even I knew the run plays that were coming.
The whole stadium knew. There's a problem if Saquon behind that offensive line is getting tackled 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And I know it's putting a lot of faith in the backup quarterback, but he had done a decent enough job throwing to where you've got to show something else to throw them off. So,
or even to what Spike has been saying all day, that just keep the ball once or twice on those plays. You at least make the defense respect the fact that it could happen.
And act like you might. act like you might. Yeah. I could tell you weren't going to run with it.
It seemed like they got so locked in on what the game plan was that they couldn't adjust.
Yeah.
And with a different quarterback that's not Jalen, I thought he had a disappointing day yesterday. But the number one blame is the defense. I mean, they allowed 22 fourth quarter points. 22 fourth quarter points. Again, this is a little bit playing with the situation.
Yeah.
But they were up 27-14 heading into the fourth. Now, right before that was the Jaden Daniels 4th-and-11, which still shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, 27-14 heading into the fourth quarter, for as questionable as people thought Kenny Pickett played well enough to close to win that football game, and the defense couldn't get it done yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, listen, and if you go to all three levels, they only got hurt in the run game with a quarterback. They did a great job against Brian Robinson. He fumbled twice yesterday after opening his big mouth
early
in the week, talking about they were the better team, even though it did turn out to be true yesterday. but he didn't do anything yesterday. And Jaden Daniels was really their only running threat. We didn't tackle well in the open field. I mean, there were a couple times where those runs could have been cut shorter. I'm not going to blame Jalen Carter. You get the big man out in the open field, I don't expect him to break down and tackle Jaden Daniels on that big one Daniels converted late in the game. But our linebackers needed to do a better job. And I think about the one play Tristan McCollum came up. And it was Zach Bond was coming one way. I think N'Kobe was coming from another angle. And then you had McCollum coming down. And it's like, you got all three of these guys here. We ought to be able to corral him in front of the first down marker. He's a quarterback. He's not going to lower his head. He's standing upright.
Yep.
Like, he didn't even look like he was lowering his shoulder to try to get the first down. That's where you go in there and knock his block off. And I thought McCollum went in there wild. Not only did he overrun him, he knocked Zach Bond off it. Like, he knocked the other guys off the tackle to where they couldn't tackle him, and he gained even more yards.
Yeah. Now, any concern that they gave up more deep balls yesterday than we've seen really this entire year?
Yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
Did the one to the one to
Terry McCollum over Quinn Wong?
That was our Quinion. There was one earlier. Was that before CJ was out, or is that after CJ was out?
The one earlier,
Brown.
The one
two.
Down the right side. The one down
to
the right
two,
side.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that was on Slay.
Yeah, because I just didn't know if maybe CJ going out.
Oh, you mean
out.
CJ being out. I had to go back and look, yeah.
Well, Quinion, I think, was one-on-one anyway.
He just got
burnt on it. But
he was, and so was Slade. But to your point, I don't know if that was when he was already out, CJ, GJ.
My only fear would be, is that the wrinkle that teams start throwing in on the Vic Fangio defense? If they're going to keep everything in front of us, try to get them over the top.
Yeah, I think teams will start to take their chances. Now, you got to have the receivers out there you have confidence in to be able to do that. But I look at a couple of different instances defensively this year that could be a little bit of a telltale sign from a negative standpoint with us. You know, in our two-minute drills, we're not great. The Atlanta game, they marched down the field with no problem on us. Quite frankly, the Jacksonville game, they marched down the field on us, and then they threw an interception at the 10-yard line where we could have easily lost that game. I think there was another one where they marched down the field.
Well, the Panthers game.
Was it the Panthers game? But then they didn't score.
Leggett dropped the one.
Oh, that's right. Leggett dropped that one. And even when they got the ball again, it took a play from Slay to break it up on a fourth down. So I kind of worry when we get in this two-minute defense and Coach Fangio goes to this sort of simplistic defense and we're playing off coverage. They're catching everything in front of us, or they're scared to give up the deep ball.
I think the other thing that happens is you see the limits from a defensive line standpoint in putting pressure on the quarterback when it's just that front four. You know, like they don't have the most dominant defensive line in terms of getting to the quarterback. And I think in those 2 minute drills, we see, especially against a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, where they're trying to get to him, but also they have to be disciplined in staying in the lanes and in the spots where they have to be. So.
Yeah, you got to rush smart. You can't get past the quarterback. This is the thing we were talking about that they didn't see the last time we played Washington because he was banged up a little bit.
Right.
This time he was looking to take off if you rush past him.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Clay in Kansas City. You're on WIP.
Hey,
what's up, Clay?
Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Yes, sir.
What up,
Clay? I've been listening all day. I've been off all day, so I've been listening all day, just kind of seething with the outcome yesterday. Hey, Spike, real quick, you're right on Jalen Hurts. You can't fault him for getting concussed, but I hope he's only 26. I hope he learns that you got to slide sometimes because he's just so valuable. He's got to slide. But it's not his fault. He was trying to get yards. He's being competitor. And as far as the defense, I mean,
I'm actually blaming the NFL for not letting him come back in the game.
What?
There's something weird.
Did he not clear the protocol when he came out of there?
He said he wanted to go back in. Let him go.
No. Look, I'm going to be the responsible person here.
Well, this is about Carson.
But I guess what I'm saying is like the hit on Jalen and the hit that they picked up the flag, Pat Mahomes, they don't pick up those flags, and they call those fouls. I'm sorry. That's just that way the NFL is. Running quarterbacks, we don't get the benefit of the doubt. With Jalen, just like Lamar doesn't get the benefit of the doubt, and I actually don't think Josh Allen gets it. But I'm okay with this loss, and I'll tell you why. Sports, there's a lot of narratives in sports. If the Eagles would be, on a roll and won into the first round of the playoffs, wouldn't we all just be kind of sitting back thinking, oh, man, it's going to be awful if we, win however many straight games and then we lose in the first or second round? So, to a degree, we can all take a deep breath here now. I really believe that. I don't know what you – I mean, make fun of me. I know, Ike, how you are on this. You say you never want to lose a football game. But we can take a deep breath here.
I wanted the number one seed. Well, so, until that was not possible to get.
But I don't think we would have got it anyway.
That's fine, but I would have loved to have found out.
I agree with you. But here, I like the scenario of we really got to beat the Cowboys. Got to beat the Cowboys. Because if you beat the Cowboys, you can treat the Giants game as your bye week. And I'm not scared of, I want to see the Redskins again or the Commanders again. Bring them in. They'll be awful full of themselves now because they won that game. And I'm really not even scared of the Lions because I'm going to listen off there. But I'll tell you the one thing that Vic Fangio's defense seems to me like it struggles with is mobile quarterbacks. And Jared Goff is not mobile. Stafford is not mobile. I'm not sure Darnold is overly mobile. And then actually one last thing. Man, we activated a fullback. And like you were saying, Spike, we never changed the running structure at all. We just kept running the RPO. We ran the I formation a couple times when we had Van Sumeren. How come we didn't do something a little bit different in the run game? Hopefully we can learn from all this, and I think hopefully we'll grow from this, win six straight, and get the trophy. So you guys have a happy holiday. Thanks, guys.
All right, Clay.
Well, I mean,
it's good that they lost because they were never going to keep winning all these games in a row. I just like if that's what it if they look. If this is what gets you through Christmas.
I wonder if Detroit is thinking that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were. They were like, oh, no.
Well, Dan Campbell did say they needed that loss to realign themselves.
That's called coping.
Well aware. I'm just trying to cope today.
Yeah, because had they lost the number one seed, he wouldn't be saying that.
No.
And that's why they were happy yesterday when they saw in their locker room that we had just lost to Washington. They had an extra celebration when they had the TVs on in their locker room and saw that we lost to Washington on that last play.
No, Ike, what you heard was them terrified that now the Eagles have lost a game. And they were like, well, now they don't have to win 17 straight.
Right.
It's like,
no.
Yeah.
No, and the players don't think that way.
Now, no!
I can understand when you recalibrate everything, you're like, okay, now let me look at it this way.
Right.
Yeah, I see that's where everybody is at. And okay, I get it. I'm not going to fault anybody for not giving up on hope with the team this year. But you had better believe if we have to go to Detroit or Minnesota for the championship game, I'm not saying we can't win. I'm just telling you it's not going to be easy.
We will be underdogs in Detroit, and I assume we'll be underdogs in Minnesota if we have to
It's not
going to
be easy.
Yeah, and they would have both been underdogs here, and that's all.
You want to get a guy like Sam Darnold out of his comfort zone.
100%.
You want him on the road.
Goff, too.
Yes, and Goff, not playing at home with the crowd noise behind him, with all of that excitement. Like, I get it, but you know what? That's the road we might have to travel. We might have to travel that road now.
215-592-9494.
Still a good football team.
Yeah, best team in Eagles history.
Pat, shut up. Pat in Denver, you're on WIP.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. All those things. Did Jack say that the passing game looked better with Kenny Pickett?
Pushing the ball down the field.
You don't actually believe that, do you?
Well, it was fine.
Hold on, what was the question again?
Jack said, all right, just to reset here.
Yeah.
About an hour ago, Jack said the passing game looked better with Kenny Pickett than it did with Jalen Hurts, and that is what Pat
anticipation
did.
Throws, on-time throws, pushing the ball down the field. Yeah.
Well, he didn't push the ball down the field.
Well, he did. He just got caught for pass interferences.
Yeah. Do you think Jalen can't throw it up into double coverage to AJ and hope that he brings it down?
Interesting. When has he done that this year?
There's a reason why he doesn't do that, because he's protecting the ball.
Oh.
And he doesn't want to turn it over. Kenny Pickett threw a slant to Frankie Louvu, who's not on the Eagles, by the way.
Yes, he made one bad throw in his second drive. It happened. It was a bad throw.
You don't actually believe this, Jackie. But
I think the passing offense was fine.
The throw to Saquon was late.
Yeah, it was a little late.
But and short.
By the way, Jalen's late every single week on underthrown. Will we stop? What are we talking about? Are we talking about the same quarterback? We're acting like he has 16 passing touchdowns this year. We're talking about like he has 30.
Jalen Hurts is the engine that drives that offense.
He is the engine.
Everyone
is the engine.
Should know
he's the most important part of the offense, Jack.
If he's in that game, the time of possession flips, and Washington doesn't have the ability to come back in that game. That's the bottom line. I mean, Jalen goes 14.
Okay, all right,
if Jalen goes 14 for 24, 143 yards, a TD, an interception, gives up 3 sacks, and throws a slant.
But you're comparing him to Kenny Pickett.
Well, no, you did.
I just said the passing offense was mostly fine.
You compared him to Jalen.
Well, because the passing offense was fine. The running game 100% affected. I totally agree.
Oh, that's insane.
It's
anyway,
not.
I love the Luzardo trade. Thank you, baseball.
Let's get back to the important things.
By the way, Pat, Saquon 19 rushes for like 65 yards last week with Jalen in the game.
It's a better defense.
Absolutely. But look at Jalen's numbers last week. He threw for 290 yards.
No. Throwing doesn't matter. Throwing doesn't matter.
Yeah. Listen, Jalen can pass the ball if he needs to pass the ball.
Okay.
But a win is a win. And does anyone think that they don't win that game with Jalen in the game?
Of course. They also win the game.
That's a blowout if Jalen's in that game.
And they also win the game if Devontae catches the football.
Absolutely. And you're top 5-5.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore doesn't get on the field and play. How do you?
Well, he calls the plays.
He got a crap sandwich, and he had to eat it with Kenny Pickett.
26 points. 26 points, Pat.
Yeah. And you don't give him credit for that? Why are you giving him blame?
Because it could have been more. You got to let Kenny cook.
Got to let him cook, I guess. Yeah. I don't think you believe that, Jack. I don't think you believe that. How about this for a Phillies trade?
Not
Ranger, Boehm, Rojas for Luis Robert.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh, that is the most Philadelphia trade I've ever heard. So what we do here in Philly, Pat, in Denver, is we package together all the players we don't want anymore for the good player. And we just assume the other team has no knowledge of these players that we don't want anymore.
Speak for yourself. Boehmer is a valuable piece.
Let's sprinkle in a prospect or two.
Sprinkle them in there.
Sprinkle them in. Sprinkle
Listen,
them
I would top. Love Luis right, Robert. You know that.
All right.
Happy holidays. Good
you too, buddy. You too.
There he is. Jack, you seem subdued there. I thought you were going to.
With who?
With Pat in Denver. I thought you were just going to. He came at you. I thought you were going to. You could take him down.
By the way, time possession was 36 minutes for the Eagles yesterday, 23 for the Commanders.
Huh. Yeah. That's interesting, Jack.
Well, I told you they dominated that third quarter. I know they had one of those ridiculous
long
drives.
The midday show producer was trying to throw out fake news that the Eagles defense was actually tired in the fourth quarter, and that's why they couldn't get a stop.
Yeah, we're never going to go with the whole idea the defense was tired.
No. Well, and by the way, the defense has played well through numerous three and outs in first halves through this year.
Like, this was the number one defense in the league coming into this game.
Yeah. I agree with Jack's number one blame on the defense. The turnovers are great, but you know, when the chips were down at the end of the game and they needed to stop the other team, they didn't. And Washington scored 36 points yesterday.
And that freaking kickoff, the final kickoff, gave them the ball again almost at midfield.
Dude, they scored 36 points yesterday, and they had 14 heading into the fourth quarter.
22 points in the fourth quarter.
The Eagles defense definitely deserved a blame ball. That's you can't get away from that one. The 5 turnovers, it don't even matter.
No.
First of all, we only scored 13 points off of them, so But the five turnovers, I mean, you can't just get walked up and down the field like that in the clutch time in the fourth quarter when you got an opportunity to, like, put that game away. And, man, I thought that Reed Blankenship interception, man, was
it. I thought that was it.
Oh, Smitty, we got to catch that ball.
215.
Because, right? That was the play. That was it.
Like, that's it.
Blankenship made the defensive play to win the game.
Yep.
And we couldn't seal it with the first down.
Catch one pass.
Yeah.
Catch one pass.
Kenny's fault.
All right. 215-592-9494. We'll take your calls up to the end of the show. Also, I believe we'll have an update from Scoops Caney.
Scoops!
As Dave Dombrowski talked about his big acquisition.
Joe Ross. So
we'll check in with Scoops.
I thought you were going to tell us that Joel was playing tonight.
Joel is playing tonight.
He is playing tonight?
He's not even on the report.
Okay.
Not even on the injury report.
Okay, I didn't
know.
Yes, sir. There we go.
We play all the games around
here. Listen. He put up 70 on the big tree the last time.
71,
man.
Was it
71?
71, I believe, yeah. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. If you need a last minute.
Is that the most points scored by a Sixer in a game ever?
Yes. No one has ever scored more than that. Not on tape, at least.
Hold on, man.
Stop.
We're not starting that today.
It's one day before break.
We're at Chickies in South Philly. Hey, a last minute holiday gift, a Chickies and Pete's gift card. You can get it here at Chickies in South Philly or any location or chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, I have huge news from Elite Acura. They need your help. With used car inventory running low, they're on the hunt for fresh trades. So, if you got a car, truck, or an SUV, trade it in today and upgrade to a brand new 2024 Acura MDX with up to $10,000 off luxury, performance, and style for less. Now, it gets even better. During the Acura Season of Performance event, you can lease a brand new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month, plus a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer, or you can lease a 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for only $429 a month. Make your best deal by year's end and spin the prize wheel for a chance to win service credits, gift cards, and so much more. Head over to Elite Acura today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade or shop online anytime at EliteAcura.com. And don't forget, no one competes with Elite. Tell them Mike sent you. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will they let me say?
Sing if you know the words.
Let me say. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Sing it.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking.
You okay?
Oh,
maybe six feet
ain't so far down.
Come on.
You know, if you're here at Chickies and you feel awkward when that happens, it's on you, not on me.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care how much you stare. Gonna keep doing it. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6 with myself, Elliot Short Parks, BG, and then the Players Lounge with IQ, Elliot, and Jordan Mailata will be here at 7. It is a busy Chickies and Pete's today.
Oh, we do have Jordan Mailata.
You do have Jordan, yes.
Glad you know.
Yes. Well, I asked. Yeah.
Yes.
And there is a busy here. A lot of Sixers jerseys in here.
Oh, yes. Big deal. Big game.
Sixers play the Spurs tonight in Wemby.
Wemby.
Coward. Guys, 7'7". Just dunk it every time. What are you shooting threes for?
I love Wemby, man.
Dude, he could stand up and touch the top of the backboard. Just stand by the rim and dunk it every time. You're shooting threes for, man.
Skillful.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Bill in Atlantic City. Bill, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy holidays. Really, this is kind of my first time calling. I did call last week, but I didn't, just said a few things. Did you hear me? Am I on?
Yeah.
Cook, right. Bill.
Okay, good.
Do you like Creed?
Anyway. Yeah, listen, I think the whole problem started, as much as I do like Jalen Hurts, I mean, you might not probably won't agree with me, but when he threw that ball, what was it, the intentional grounding thing that they threw? And then you know, it's like, why do such a thing? You're right there. It could have went up, what, 14 points. He throws that, gets a penalty, 15 yards. Then was I wanted to ask, like, do you think that was an intentional quarterback draw, or did he try to play hero ball when he got hit and knocked out of the game?
That was a great call. Didn't you see Cam Jurgens pull around in front of him? Like, he had a lead blocker in Cam Jurgens going down the field. That was a great call. He just has to get down a little bit sooner. Listen, that defender got in there and got a nice little shot on him. He hit his head on that ground. It was pretty cold out there yesterday, so he's hitting that surface with the helmet, so that kind of banged him. And to your point on the intentional grounding, whether he throws that away or takes the sack, you're still losing yardage. So what difference does it make?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It seems to me it's like it's always – I mean, as much as I like him, and it's the truth, if he was in the game, we would have won hands down. The officiating was horrendous. I don't know what's going on, unless I'm getting too old to be watching these games, but it seems like they're always against us constantly, and it just gets on your nerves, you know? It's like we should have won that game walking away, hands down. Anyway, I just thought that what you felt about that, you know, I know it went both ways, but they're all over A.J. Brown yesterday, too, with the holding calls, that one touchdown. Two guys were on him in the end zone. There's an official there, and he doesn't even throw a flag.
Well, he got three other calls on that drive. I mean, you know, they got to give one back.
No, that's true.
Well, we can't blame if you, Bill, if you went to listen to Washington fans today, I'm sure there are calls that they're probably pissed off about the pass interference calls on AJ that were debatable. The first two were for sure. So we can't blame referees when the other team marches right up the field on us to score a game-winning touchdown when we're winning by five at the end of the game. I mean, we can go back and forth on refs, this, that, and the other. The refs make bad calls for both teams. So yeah. that was on the Eagles yesterday.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you guys. You're a great show, all of you, and have a blessed holiday, Christmas, and New Year's.
Okay. All right,
thank you, buddy.
You too, brother. Man. Merry Christmas.
Why is Herb all hoodied up over there? You see him?
No, he's thugged out today. Thugged out. I told him, man, take that hood off.
Yeah, what is he doing?
I think he thinks he's Belichick.
Well, he's thugged out.
He is.
Stuck out. He got his white Air Force Ones on.
And he's trying to be cool, too. I mean,
just told you he's thugged out over
there. He's not even, like, saying hi. He's giving, like, a little head nod. Thing.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's in his mold.
Like, come on, Herb.
He is one of the strangest people I've ever interacted with in my
entire
life. Well,
a lot of people would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
He's out there, man.
And let me tell you, he likes brown sugar, so he's been on her for a couple weeks. She comes back. She comes back every week, though. I think that's why Herb keeps coming back every week. He's been consistent.
Yeah. Listen, he's a dog, man. But again, take
I think they exchanged numbers last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, did the one that he get, did it have all 10 digits in it?
That's a good question. Yeah. That's a good question. Somebody gave him a beeper number. Yeah. You never know.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It is engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Was yesterday's loss a big deal? We close out with 76% saying no.
Love it.
The game that they lost that lost them the one seed was not a big deal. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, you're on WIP.
It was a big deal because I had to watch it. I had to watch that stuff. And as soon as I was calling it all game with my boys, I was like, they're going to lose. Oh, man, why you seem like
the type that always thinks they're going to lose.
Oh, man, because I felt the loss coming, man. I just felt it. And I got to ask a question, man. Where the hell is a tight end at? Can somebody else catch the ball other than these two guys?
Now they catch the ball too much.
I told y'all this before, and y'all poo-pooed it. When I told you this before, you need more people catching the ball than just them two. Damn, you see it everywhere. In every game I look at, it's more than people catching the ball. It's only two. They've thrown it to two people all the time. I'm tired of it. Can you get a third receiver? Can you get somebody else to get you some yardage? We ain't got to always look for Brown. We got to always look for... Get some more players on this team, bro.
Well, by the way, before Jalen went out, he completed one pass.
Yeah, go ahead.
He was one of four, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when he came in, Kenny Pickett, whatever his name is, he could have been thrown to a tight end. Where's the tight end at? Somebody could catch the ball. I'm tired now. Yo, you see, this is going to hurt us in the long run, I'm telling you. No damn tight end and no third receiver. What do you think they're going to be doubling?
What do they need a third receiver for?
Why do we need a third receiver? We can barely get the ball to the two that we have.
I mean, well, maybe throw it to him. Maybe he can catch it. So I don't know. Do something else. So,
nah, I sounds like you're just complaining.
More out there yesterday. Man, so what? I'm in the complaining mood. Because of the game.
Come on, man. It's Christmas.
Did I complain once in a while? I don't think it's going to hurt them, though, because I wanted them to get the number two seed for real.
Yeah, me too.
No, yeah, no.
Yep. Yeah, but we didn't want that anyway. Washington. You know what? I actually think.
Well, let's get the four seed.
Yeah, yeah. Why are we stop now? Let's lose to the Giants and lose to the Cowboys. Let's get out of the number two seed because there's too much pressure. And, Big A, here's the other thing. Actually, everyone listening, here is the good thing. Here's what you do. You lose the next two games because what that will do will make everyone think that we stink and take us lightly. So we get to surprise everyone in the playoffs. So actually, we shouldn't stop at just losing to Washington. We should lose to Dallas, lose to the Giants. We should float a bunch of rumors that everyone hates each other and also that the coach is going to get fired. And then that way, going into that first playoff game, no one will expect that we actually
sneak up
have,
on everybody.
Yeah, we'll actually have our stuff together.
Good plan.
Take it over. I'm not trying to say that. I said the number two seed, I wanted that one because I think it's easier.
It's easier?
Washington? Yeah, I think it's
Well, we got to win three games to get to the Super Bowl.
Okay, two of them will be at home. And I think we can beat Minnesota or we can beat Detroit. And both of those.
We might be playing Minnesota, folks.
Huh?
In the championship. Minnesota may get the number one seed.
They could.
Right, they can.
We got Green Bay at home next week.
Is all Minnesota has to do beat Detroit?
Yeah. Minnesota wins out, they have the number one seed.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But
yep.
Who they got next week, Green Bay?
Yes.
There ain't no gimme game.
No. Just like Washington wasn't a gimme game for us.
Oh, yeah, that's
It's a problem with it.
It should have been a gimme game.
Nah, that wasn't going to be – that line told me it wasn't going to be a gimme game.
3.5 was a weird line. Now, went up to 4.5.
What growth?
Did it go up to 4.5?
Yeah, right. It was 4.5, then 4 right afterwards. It was funny because Costas – thank you for the call, Big A. Merry Christmas. Costas was talking about it going down to 3.
Yeah.
And ended up at 4.5, 4 before kickoff.
I felt in my bones it was a field goal game.
I remember it.
I just didn't pick it Friday.
Well, yeah, because Spike and I scared you off.
Yeah, I did. Plus, I didn't want all three of us picking.
I know. You thought about
it. And the loss still came.
Yeah, it did. No, but I just remember a day when I used to bring up, it's kind of a fishy line on this game. And I could be like, Sometimes now Ike's like, listen, if you break down the line a little bit more, it's like, that's definitely a commander's line.
Well, you kidding? Right. Times have changed a little bit. Yes.
It's so funny.
If you look deep into Ike's eyes, you can actually see the FanDuel app is in his brain actually thinking about it now.
Boy, they had a chokehold on me this weekend. Man.
Dude.
I think I hit one bet this weekend.
They have.
Not one.
I am in a Mike Tyson, but I'm like, FanDuel is Mike Tyson.
FanDuel is Mike Tyson right
during
now.
This football season. It's been a bloodbath.
So joining us now, one Devin Scoops Caney. Hey, Scoops.
Hey, guys. I don't get the cool intro anymore.
Where's our music?
Do we have a song for Scoops?
No.
I thought you guys need a cool intro for me.
Yeah, aren't we supposed to?
Well, hold on.
No,
would you pipe down, Caney?
No, I think we have one. Didn't we have one?
Maybe.
Battle did one.
We might have had one.
Buzz, do you have it? Can you find it?
It's the Scoops Caney Report on
there
the WIP Afternoon Show.
This is the news.
Hell, Scoops.
There we go.
All right.
Oh, shout out to DK.
Now we can proceed.
That's the way I like it, DK. Hey, come on here and demand your intro the way it should be.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Well, first she ducks 530
everybody
Creed.
Everybody else does.
Yeah. She ducks 530 Creed, so.
Well.
That was intentional.
I told her to call at 540.
I know.
I assumed it was because my singing was so bad the last time.
Oh,
I had to do the 5:33 that I was putting
We're all bad.
So Scoops is joining us because Dave Dombrowski talked today about Jesus Luzardo, the new Phillies pitcher. Did he... was he bragging? You know, Jack seemed very happy about this acquisition. What was the general tone of the presser?
He wasn't bragging. I don't know if Dombrowski ever really brags. The general tone was just pretty straightforward. I mean, so they signed Jesus Luzardo, which we covered as well, but they also just signed Joe Ross, who is going to be essentially a swingman and has potential to be the starting pitcher. But we can start with Luzardo. So I heard Jack in his Jackie Baseball report earlier in the show mention the Rangers Suarez, you know, potential for trade. And I think that could still be on the table, but Dombrowski was kind of inadvertently asked about it, and he essentially said he likes the rotation a great deal. I mean, obviously, aside from Taijuan Walker, who it's always funny just like listening to the new ways he finds to say Taijuan Walker is a massive disappointment. Today it was you can't count on Taijuan. So aside from him.
Wait, he said that? Hold on, Devin. He said you can't count on Taijuan?
He goes, well, Taijuan Walker, you know, you can't count on him. So.
Oh, nice.
He's making $18 million this year.
And next year.
I know.
Well, at least he's being honest. So, okay.
Well, we got to appreciate the honesty.
Yep.
He's honest, but now the Phillies have a fifth starter in Luzardo. So, and potentially Andrew Painter. So that's another big takeaway from what Dombrowski said. He said Painter will be at spring training. He will throw. He will not pitch, but they're looking to build him up in the minors for a start or to make an appearance. I don't want to say start with the Phillies around July of this season.
Yeah, it's a weird one. They're trying to do what they did with Paul Skeens last year and have him up for halfway through the year, but the difference is they have five starters. So I guess like what could expedite it is if someone goes down.
I guarantee you one of these starters is going to stink or get injured. One of them will.
I would say.
Well, somebody will get injured.
Yeah.
Well, the other difference with Skeens is that they didn't really have to worry about
anyone else
playoffs.
Well, yeah.
They didn't have to worry about – no, they.
That's true, they didn't
need him at the end of the year, so if they shut him down at a certain point, it doesn't matter. The Phillies, you bring Painter up, and you're relying on him, and you have an innings limit on him. I just think it's more complicated than what Pittsburgh
did. It does give them the ability to go six-man if they want to give – because, again, this is...
Especially early in the season.
Wheeler and Nola have been really, really durable.
Yeah.
You hope that stays, but it could also not. I think he ends the year in the bullpen.
Painter.
Yeah.
Who, Painter?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, not to give the Pirates credit, but Paul Skeens had an absolutely insane rookie season when he was brought up. So, I mean, we would be insanely lucky if Andrew Painter could come up and pitch the way Paul Skeens did. But, I mean, I'm here for it. That's the ideal, I guess.
I assume someone asked him that, well, is this it? Are you done? Do you see any big moves? I assume somebody asked him at that point, asked him that.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked, Mike, because that's why you guys call me Scoop Pini. I asked him that.
Yes!
Oh, yes! There we go.
Hard-hitting questions only.
There it is.
Look, it's what I do, guys. No, I asked him that, but this call was mainly about the pitching staff. I think there was an earlier call. He had another availability on Friday where he talked mostly about, you know, the outfield with the Max Kepler addition. But today, in terms of pitching staff, I asked specifically about guys like Jeff Hoffman, about Spencer Turnbull, and he's not allowed to, like, officially say, oh, they're not coming back, but he said, we're now very happy with where our bullpen is. We're very happy with our starting rotation. So I think in terms of pitching, they're likely done. I would be surprised if they made another move aside from, I mean, I'm not saying a Rangers Suarez trade or something like that is out of the question, but he said very clearly, like, I think I'm good. Like, we're happy with where we're at right now.
It's kind of a bummer that we're losing Hoffman. I like Hoffman.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
He's
asking for a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I think he might get a starting pitching spot, which the Phillies clearly didn't see that, you know, he was worth paying for. And
They should just give him the qualifying offer, and that's the frustrating part. One year, $14 million of Jeff Hoffman, or if he signs elsewhere, you get a draft pick. That's the only mistake.
Well, I do wonder what happens if there is no market for him as a starter, if they circle back, you know. I wonder what happens there. All right, Scoops. Well, we appreciate you. And have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Of course. You guys, too. Thank you for letting me come on and interrupt the Eagles chat with some Phillies intel.
Anytime.
Talk to you next
year. Anytime.
All right, Scoops. We'll talk to you.
Bye.
There she is. Devin Scoops Keeney.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, fellas, I talked to y'all just a little while ago. I forgot to ask.
Yeah, it's the second time he's been on today.
Oh, I didn't know. Wait.
Yeah, I talked to y'all.
Wait a minute.
I got a question.
All right.
I got a question. Jack and Clay, right? So, and I want you guys to be quick on this. You should be able to.
You want us
so
to be quick?
So, okay. Run, what? Like, when he, most of the time when he's in the game, he's going read, right? He's looking at certain things. When he's on the field, what does he spend about 75 to 80% of his time doing? What's he looking at? Like if you could go through his read real quick, what would you say he's looking at most of the time?
There's no way for us to be able to tell you that, Anthony.
No, there is. Come on.
No, there's not. Because
out, man. You're a radio host now, but come on, stop it, man. You can go. You should be able to go through that really quick.
Then why can't you do it?
Well, I could. If you're looking, okay.
Then you wouldn't need to ask us. Okay. If you could go through it yourself.
Because I'll sit on the radio and spew this BS all day long. Like, you play sports.
Spew what BS? What are you talking about?
So if Jalen's on the field, right? So if he's looking at the read option, tell me if I'm wrong with it, like, right? So if he's got hat for hat, you got five guys up front, right? He's reading the sixth guy on the line, right? On the edge rusher.
Okay.
That's where he's determining whether he's going to hand the ball off or he's going to keep the ball.
All right.
On the second level of the defense, he's looking at the linebacker. He's looking at the guys to see what, like, so if you look at the bottom line, his second level reads against Roquan Smith and those guys back there, he put them in a spin cycle in that game. They didn't know what to do because the decisions that he was making with the football were impeccable. And then when you get
We threw for 118 yards against Baltimore.
No, it's not. But it wasn't about throwing the ball because if he's looking at the second level read,
what's your point?
I'm not understanding.
My point is that
for the second time,
Spike, you sit on the radio and you talk all day long about how Jalen Hurts is an average quarterback and all this. Stop it. He's not. He's way above that.
All right. Anthony, I have said 100 times, I think the difference between a large group of quarterbacks, Jordan Love, CJ, all these guys, that the difference is minimal, is like week to week, which would put Jalen Hurts in the same class as Jared Goff, Jordan Love, blah, 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 blah. Are you telling me he is? Well, he's not. So he's not. No. It's not my opinion. It's actually a fact.
Have you ever played football?
Where'd you play again?
And yeah. Where are you in Canton?
All the professional sports you played?
Yeah.
Oh, I played professional basketball overseas. Right. 13 years. Look my name up.
And from Southwest Philly, was that on the back of your jersey? So here's what I'm going to tell you, Ant. If you're going to call to argue with me about what I think of football, and you don't respect what I think about football because I didn't play at the same level you did, then you're the fool for calling. You're the fool, not me. You're the fool because you're listening to me for 4 hours and you're so spun up about what I said that you called the radio show twice. So here's the truth. There's three elite quarterbacks in the NFL. They are Patrick Mahomes, they are Josh Allen, and they are Joe Burrow. That's it. There is a group of 10 quarterbacks after that, that depending on the year, you could say this one's better than that one, that one's better than that one. You describing what Jalen Hurts does, which is what literally every quarterback does, read a defense and decide what to do, does not make him better than those quarterbacks. He makes them the same as those quarterbacks. Just describing his job doesn't make him awesome at his job. I could give you a long list of everything that I do for this show to tell you why I'm good at it, but it's the same thing that every host does. It doesn't make me better at it. It just makes me doing my job. So if you're going to call smug and condescending and all this stuff about what I think of football, but you continue to listen and you continue to call and you continue to get mad at it, that is your problem, not my problem. It's your problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, we did a pretty good job for the majority of the day avoiding calls like that.
Well, it's just like second time.
Well, here's the second time.
What's your deal? If you're going to call me and ask what I think, and they say, well, but did you play? No! I also don't change, like, I don't work on cars, but I know when I need new brakes. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You don't, there's plenty of things. You can listen to the radio show and decide whether I'm a good host or not, even if you've never hosted. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, it drives me crazy.
Text
just call
line,
with your point.
Text line.
Okay. We'll get to the text line. Shut up, Jack. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
We can't tell you the number of times that we thought to ourselves yesterday, man, we wish Daniel Jones was here. Not anyone in the Delaware Valley.
That's all right.
He was cooking.
He'd have been better than Kenny Pickett.
I do understand the thought behind it.
Yes.
Though. I do.
Is that he plays similar to
Jalen. Yes, I agree.
I'm sorry not everybody knows ball like I do. What's next?
Why did he even have to go back to try to save his son? He always does stupid stuff. Reese, after Mufasa got killed in The Lion King.
Okay, that's very good.
Mufasa came out this weekend, right?
Did he?
Did Mufasa come out this weekend?
Yeah, I think it did.
Yes.
I think it did. I never saw The Lion King.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been deprived.
I have. What's next?
Hey, Ike, you're going to get a call from me after the show. Did you say, bring back Slay? Howie at the NovaCare.
One more year.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. They may not. I'm just saying, there isn't another corner on this team right now that's better than Darius Slay outside of Guantanamo Bay.
He had a great game yesterday.
Like I've watched Slay all year long. He's played closer to what he did in 2022 than what he looked like last year.
He's also playing very physical.
All I'm saying is, not at the same price, I don't know where you're going to find a better corner at. And he's not on the roster right now. He's not on the roster right now. Guantanamo Bay has to play on the other side.
What's next?
Respectfully, I got kicked out for nothing. Reese on Instagram trying to be like CJGJ.
I mean, listen. I love Reese. I love the back and forth. I couldn't do that. It's Jalen's fault they lost yesterday. No. I couldn't do that.
Or his fault for getting hurt.
Yeah, or getting hurt. Yes, I couldn't do that.
Every once in a while, you just get, you're like, nah, you know what? Not today.
Not today, brother. Yeah. Nope.
What's next?
Spike, can we stop with saying this is the best Eagles team of all time just because of regular season success? Also, Spike, Joel Embiid is the best Sixers player I've ever seen. Alex in Lancaster.
In fairness, there haven't been a lot of Sixers players who have had a lot of playoff success in my adult life.
That's true.
To be clear. All right. Well, the Players Lounge is coming up at 7 with Jordan Mailata, Ike, Hugh Douglas, and Elliot. And the Brandon Graham Show with Brandon and Elliot Short Parks.
Yeah, he has this ugly sweatshirt on today.
Is next. Who?
BG.
Oh, it's a Michigan sweatshirt, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, bro. Yeah.
For what?
I mean, could the M be any bigger on his chest right now?
And we won't talk to you, our show, until next Monday.
Yes.
So a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you for rocking with us all.
This Christmas. Jack likes that
You're
song.
You're finally starting to realize.
What do you mean, me finally?
All right.
I'm with you. I agree.
We'll talk to you in a week. The BG Show is next. This has been the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, I was going to tell you about Bradford White and getting a brand new water heater, but I think I threw my voice out. Yeah, you can turn Ike's thing. There we go. I think I threw my voice out yelling at Ant from Southwest Philly. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you very calmly. What I'm going to tell you is that you don't replace your water heater before it's ready to go. So I'm not telling you to go get a Bradford White water heater right now because you might not need one. But what I want to plant into your brain is that when you need one, that's the one that you need. All you need is Bradford White. When you're talking about a water heater, you want reliability, Bradford White. You want durability. Bradford White. You want a product that is made here in the United States. Bradford White, 100%. It is built to be the best. It is the best. You deserve the best. Your family at your home deserves the best. Maybe you own a business. You need a new water heater there. They deserve the best as well. So when it's time for a new water heater. I want you to remember those words, Bradford White. Whether you want to go get a tankless water heater, one of the standard tank water heaters, Bradford White is built to be the best. You remember those words, Bradford White? You go to bradfordwhite.com, you find a plumbing professional near you, and learn more.